Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
When you're constantly on the move, it's not just pits that break a sweat. From your armpits to your thighs and everywhere in between, new whole body deodorant cream and sticks from Shea Moisture are your secret weapon to staying fresh and confident all day long. Made from melanin-rich skin and packed with plant-based goodness, embrace a new era of freshness with whole body and stick deodorants from Shea Moisture. Find them at your nearest Walmart and Walmart.com. And when you do, your whole body's covered.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
I do the best I can with what I got.
Oh! Short and sweet this week. Short and sweet, straight to the point. Just like I like almost everything, because some stuff I like to take my time with. Some stuff you got to say. What the Pointer Sisters said. Now, you know them some old bitches. The Pointer Sisters. What they said. I want a man with a slow hand. So some stuff you got to take your time with. But not this week with the clip of the week. It was short and sweet, straight to the point. It was a clip of Mariah Carey drunk as hell in a club.
Yes.
She was having a good time, enjoying herself. And she said, I'm going to do the best I can with what I got. And then All About the Benjamins came on. She said it just like that, too. And I found it inspirational because even though that just happened to be the song that the DJ played, if you really think about it, I'm going to do the best I can with what I got, and it's going to be all about the Benjamins. I'm going to try my best to come up as high as I can go. I'm going to try my best to get all I can get. I'm just going to really try my best in life. I thought that was like church for me, okay? And sometimes you got to get to the Bible through the bottle. And that looks like that's what Mariah was doing on that day. And when she said, I'm going to do the best I can with what I got. And then I heard that All About the Benjamins start. I just felt inspirational. See, Fran, he inspired you too. Fran, you make you move this part and then your lower reach, your undercarriage.
Wait, is that a new clip or an old clip? I've never
it's
seen
old,
that.
Oh, okay. Way old. Way
so
old.
Let me find out Mariah sure out here getting lit.
She don't want you to see it. That's why we had to unearth the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Because I know she didn't scrub the internet for that. If she won't even let you take a camera angle of her from one side, you know she makes. She made Andy Cohen move to the other side of the stage when she did Watch What Happens
I
Live.
I hear the fuck
she don't
that.
Play.
Yep.
So you know she don't want you to see that clip, but I got it. And it inspired me, Mariah. So thank you for that, because I too am going to do the best I can with what I got. And with that being said, welcome to the Friend Zone, your weekly look into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. Because who wants to do not what they can with something they ain't even got? I know I don't. Hey, friends, how y'all doing?
How are you guys? Everyone looks so bubbly and bright. We're recording a lot earlier today, so I think that
thank
works
the
for
Lord.
Us. Everyone's ready to get out in the sun. How are your weekends?
Mine was great. I was in Los Angeles, spent time with my friends, had a great time, took care of a little business. You know, I like to have business with my pleasure.
Amen.
And so had a great time. Shout out to all the beautiful faces and places and people I saw in Los Angeles. It was an amazing weekend. So, yes.
Yay. Mm-hmm.
Any except party? For one thing, though, I lost my phone. And I want
what
I want
is going on? Me and you with phone issues.
Like, for real, friend, you know, we don't do that. We don't do that. But we did it this weekend. So I was literally in the back of an Uber. We were ordering food, about to go to my hotel, which sidebar, shout out to the Ace Hotel in DCLA
my
downtown.
Absolute favorite hotel. That's where I always stay. If I'm not in an Airbnb, that's my go-to. It's so cute.
So that was, I love it there. And I've stayed at the Ace before, but not the one in LA. And that one was just, and the staff was just, it was incredible. I had an
and the partying
experience.
Was it back
yes,
open?
And all the roof,
partying.
Hell got, yeah!
Yeah.
Look,
that's why
tore
I like
the roof
it.
Off. We went up to the roof and then tore the roof off. So, shout out to the A. Shout out to the W. But anyway, the Uber driver who stole my phone. I want you to know your mom's a hoe.
And, why do you think he stole
Because as soon as I got out the car and realized my phone, it was one of those, wait, my phone moments.
He kind of drove off.
And then when we were calling Uber to have them contact him, he didn't answer the phone. And later on, I had another Uber driver who I was venting to. And he was like, I'm just going to, and shout out to him. He was so cool and honest, very straightforward. And it's refreshing when you meet people like that. But he was just like, I'm going to tell you right now, bro. He was like, that guy is probably not going to give you your phone back. He was like, the way LA traffic is, he doesn't even think it's worth his while to drive it back over here. He was it's happened before. He was like, I had this lady shit for a whole week. I had a lady sunglasses. He was like, just to be honest with you, she, you know, wasn't doing anything to motivate me to hurry up. I was always going to give it back. But he was like, I wasn't going to go out my way. I was going to wait until the next time I was over there. Was just real. Yeah. So, you know. Back to you, you son of a bitch. Because I know you got my phone. And that's why you can't even do nothing with it. It's just going to be heavy and cumbersome in your pocket. And, you know, your granddaughter's going to get pregnant, bitch.
Oh, my God. Did you have to get a new one? You got a new phone?
I had to get a new one. Yep. There she go right here.
Look,
shout out
me
to
and you.
Black Betty.
Look at me.
Oh, you got the black. I got the black.
It look nice.
See, but my shit, I'm like, this was on Friday or Thursday. I think it was Thursday or Friday. Yeah. The screen just wasn't responding to my touch. And I was like, what the fuck? Mm. So I'm pressing it, trying to open the phone. No swipe. Couldn't even turn it off. Because it wouldn't even let me swipe when I went to press the side. So I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I let it chill for a little bit. Then it just turns off, black screen, Apple logo blinking, coming on and off. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. And then I didn't know if I had backed everything up recently. Because, you know, we be in our own worlds. I just don't be remembering. Had to go to the Apple, went to the Verizon. He's like, oh, yeah, this shit's bricked. Like, you got to get a new phone. I'm like, fuck. You know, when you're just, like, not thinking about that.
Yeah,
middle of the day, I still have work to do. I was supposed to be recording with Haas that day, literally an hour before my phone bricked. So I had to reschedule all that shit, which pissed me off. So get a new phone, right? My iCloud's glitching. No contacts, no apps, none of my texts. The only thing it did save, luckily, was my pictures and videos, which for me means more than like contacts, because you can get contacts back by reaching out. So I'm like hitting everybody. Remember, I hit y'all like, hey, these are your numbers. Da, da, da. Why did that phone get fucked up again? The brand new one. I was like,
is it something on your account? Like, what is going on?
It just kept deactivating. I was trying to make calls out, texts. No one's getting my messages. Can't call me. So I go back to Verizon, and they're like, you know, Apple makes so many phones that sometimes some of them are lemons. Like, it's just going
to
happen.
Now, see, which brings me to my point, because I was just going to say, I'm blaming the HR department at Apple. Because who in the hell, so there's been a change to the hiring practices, some new language, and an addendum of sorts. It's been something they have added. Because whoever they letting in that damn gate, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't have time. There's a standard to be upheld at Apple.
Not no more, child. Because they gave me a whole lemon. And I got lucky because the dude was like, listen, he just swapped it out right then and there. And then I stayed in the store for like an hour to make sure. Yeah, because this time he was like, I'm going to get you good. And I didn't want to leave until we realized that this fucking phone wasn't a lemon and everything was fine. But still, no contacts, apps never came back. And, you know, it's a lot of apps we use, especially for work and stuff, having to re-sign into everything. It was just like, it took my whole weekend just getting myself situated again with this phone. And I'm not really the gadget person. You know how some people, I feel like Asante, you get the new phones. I know Crystal always does. Like, y'all like having the new shit, but not me. I'll use my phone until the wheels motherfucking fall off. Like, I had the 6.
I ain't gonna say that.
I had the 6 for a long ass time, and then it died on me one day, and I upgraded to the 10. I remember the dude was like, God damn.
Holding it.
That's at least 4 phone cycles.
4 generations.
Friend.
But I'm light on my phone. Like, I'm not someone that be dropping it, water, damn, nothing. Like, this should be chilling because I don't really be on it so hard. So I don't feel like I need to upgrade. Quiet as it's kept, they don't really be that different except for the camera, the pixels.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, you know what's funny, friend? Get a camera then.
I think because I used to work at Apple, like I know like some of the shelf life on certain things, and because I've had certain products last me so long, I do the same thing. Like when it comes to phones, I think because the phones, first of all, you know, shout out to Apple for dropping the iPhone and changing the phone game when they did, because that was like the shit. Like it was a statement piece. Like it really meant something, especially in the timeline of like the BlackBerry and the Sidekick. I was team both. I had my
BlackBerry for the longest. Ooh. I didn't switch over to Apple for a minute. I don't even remember what year I got.
It was
my
something
phone.
About having that pin. Being like, "What's your pin for BBM?"
Yes, okay, like a BBM pin. Oh my god!
I don't know what it was, but like that era of phones felt like so much more interesting. It's like once Apple like really hit the scene and hit the game, I was like, "All right, well, you know, I found me a brand. I don't even got to upgrade that much. Like, I just know that they're gonna come out with a new one. Like, I'm good here. Like, I don't even do it every year because I remember being a child and it was like when we first were introduced to cell phones." It was like, you get a new one every year. Every Christmas, you know, you get a new cell phone. So you got to have like that charge time set aside to have your phone charged up before you leave the house with all your other new shit. But yeah, I don't upgrade as often as I used to because I just like to, I like my shit to be nice.
I upgrade every damn year.
Do you really? You and Crystal. I feel like you and Crystal are my friends that y'all like, nah, I'm going to have the newest, you know, tech shit.
I love it. And I remember I was with iPhones from back when you couldn't even like send pictures. You had to email pictures. Remember, you couldn't like message pictures or whatever. That's how so old school with iPhones I am. So once I became accustomed to using that software and the way the phones work, there's just no other experience like that for phones. And I can't imagine having anything else. And I use the fact that it's Apple, my computer's Apple, and I can like, it just simplifies everything.
And I like and I really do like too how connected, like how seamless it is between all of your electronics. You know, iPad, my computers all having the same notes and the same this. Like that does help and kind of keep me in the Apple family. But I will say having phone troubles for the past couple days really just irritated the fuck out of me because I'm like, we are so dependent on these things. Like, I didn't
you ain't
know
gonna
no,
get no Android.
No, but I didn't like that. I didn't know nobody's number.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone's number, not even my mom's. Like, not one person's phone number. Nobody. If I had really lost all my contacts, because, you know, I still had it on other phones and, you know, written down in random places and emails. So I was able to connect with certain people. But for the most part, I didn't have shit. And that was so unsettling.
You're right.
It was unsettling.
It feels very detached and not in a good way.
Yeah.
Because like when I did not have a phone for the majority of Saturday and then Saturday night in LA, you know what I'm saying? I really felt like, what the fuck? Like I'm really on an island.
Like isolated.
And then in the morning,
it's crazy to me.
Once I got my phone, I felt so much, I felt free and like more connected and just, you're right.
I don't like
Plus,
that though.
I was trying to be... But maybe that was God saying, you know what, not tonight. maybe that's what that was.
You know, I took it as a sign because the fact that I didn't have no contacts, I had to start from scratch. I no text mess thread, like the threads. You know how you be keeping threads from like 5 years and shit? At least I do.
Yeah, so you can remember what a motherfucker did.
What was said and when. Uh-huh. So I don't have none of that. And in a way, I had to start from scratch, but it was cool because I only hit the people that I speak to regularly. You know, like y'all, the girls, some of my other friends, my family, and everyone else, they're going to come back into my phone as they hit me. And I kind of don't mind that. Like, it's like, it is what it is. It's
That's
like
right,
a,
girl,
a spring cleaning.
Yeah, say it, friend. Fuck them. You know what I'm saying? I ain't worried about talking to them hoes. If I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. See you when I see you.
I mean, really, that's what it is right now because ain't no other way.
I know that's right, friend. And you know what? Thank you because that was just the emotional reset I needed.
I'm seeing it. I'm choosing to see that that's what the message God needed for me. He was like, I need to cleanse you of the motherfuckers you've been talking to on your phone.
I'm getting rid of your contacts, friend.
There was a thread on Twitter. It was I'm sorry. I really don't know why I'm sharing this now as I'm thinking about it. But there was a thread on Twitter about this woman who somebody passed. and they were texting the old number, and they were like, you know, you ever text somebody, you know, that you missed for whatever reason, blah, blah, blah. And there were people that were like retweeting it, that were like mad about it. But there were other people that were tweeting under that they've done that, because, you know, when you lose somebody, it's like jarring. Like, you know, you still got to be like, I don't believe. I mean, I know that I have been in places where I've been like, I still don't believe this shit. And I've sent like a text or left a voicemail somewhere because I just be in disbelief. Like, is this really, like, are you really gone?
Oh, no.
Anyway, I say all this to say this thread was happening, and somebody showed where they had tweeted an old number of somebody. I think it was like an old parent or sibling. And the person was so nice on the other side, because they were like, you know, who is this? And the person texts back like, oh, you know, the person I'm texting this number, the person that I'm texting used to have this number. They passed. I'm so sorry. And they were like, you know what? Text this number anytime you can. And so, like, wow. For whatever reason, right? Because the internet is so weird and random. This became a thread of people doing this. Like, I don't know if it became like a challenge or what. I don't know if people really felt grief and did this, or they were just doing this as like a social experiment. It was just so odd. The number of people that just text out strangers, and strangers are texting back, you know, who is this for whatever reason? And they're texting back, oh, sorry, you know, this person passed. So I'm still texting the number. There were so many people that were actually being really nice, but the ones that were like rude as fuck were funny as hell.
No,
and that's why this had to be
so
like a text.
Nice.
With a lot of them was playing. You could tell like a lot of them was texting just to be part of the thing. And it was like, why are y'all doing this anyway? So the ones that were being rude back to them, that's why that shit was like 10 times as funny. It was like, well, y'all shouldn't have been doing this, no way.
I can't even front. That's something that I probably would have cussed somebody out.
No,
before.
Dustin.
I'm serious. Like, because I just feel like, I don't know, it just makes me feel like defensive and like, what the fuck is you talking about? You texting me because somebody dead had this number. Like, it's just, it just feels, I'm a person, I would have started. And it's funny because y'all know I used to listen to like those prank phone calls and stuff, like Roy Wood Jr. and Nephew Tommy and shit. And one time they called this man, and they said that they were from his church, and he was about to go have a kidney operation or whatever. So the guy pretended to be a deacon at the man's church. And he called and was praying over him to like go into the thing. And he was like, yes, thank you. And he was like, and while you're up there, would you consider, you know, giving me a kidney or whatever? You know, since you're having surgery, I need a kidney. Like, would you consider giving it? And the man just cussed him. Mind you, they were supposed to be like from the church. The man cussed him. The fuck you mean? You like, hell no, you can't. You lucky I can't come get my gun. And like, he was cussing him out asking him for a kidney. And when you think about it, it's just like, okay, like there's really maybe he just was personally offended by that. And so for me, right, this is a situation that I,
that you would,
if think about me, and somebody texting me talking about I'm dead, you know what I'm saying? Like you texting me because I'm dead or whatever the fuck they trying to say.
I mean, I would be startling.
I would have had a visceral reaction, you know what I'm saying? And I would have definitely been like, what the fuck you called? I'm telling you.
It's like funny that you're even like, saying that, because y'all know how my grandmother passed in January, and I was trying to get contacts back on my phone. And it was weird because I hit my uncle completely and was like, yo, you know, can you give me certain members of the family's contacts? And then I asked for hers, and he was just kind of like, and it was like a reflex, you know. But I still took the number and have it in my phone. I don't know for what, but I guess it's just that same
it's
comfort
hard.
Thing. Yeah,
it's hard letting go. It's hard to let go, not even of just people, but like also like, I don't know, just the... I don't want to say ritual, but just being able to do that, because I was a child, and you know how when you've like learned your first phone number, like I learned my first phone number when I was younger, and I still know to this day. So after we moved, like for years, I would randomly call that number. Like, and I remember one time I think my mom called like after we moved, because I forgot why the hell she even called, but she was like, damn, like I called and they caller ID pulled me up and they was like, people still calling here for you. I had to hang up. And I remember thinking like, damn girl, like how they still calling a number for you? She was like, oh, you Miss Smith, wait girl, we got messages for you. And she was like, you ain't got messages for me, honey. I hung up on them. But I don't know. It's just a very sentimental thing. It's very important, or they used to be very important until iPhone and the rest of the phone industry decided to say all you
that's
need to know is a name,
dude,
and now just an emoji.
I felt so unsettled, like the fact that I didn't even know my mom. Do y'all know your parents' cell phone numbers by heart?
I know my mama number. Yeah.
Oh, yep. See, then y'all just making me feel
I know my
terrible.
Mama, my daddy, my sister, my brother, and some of my, like my best friend Jasmine, I know her number. But these people have had these phone numbers
for
so
like
many years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I still have my first cell phone number. Know. My mom still has hers. Yeah.
Really? You have your still first have,
yeah, we don't
cell
change our
phone number?
What? I've had other numbers since then on other networks, but those are the ones that didn't make it in the war. But this this phone number that I've had, this is the first phone number. It's traveled
Holy.
Through Nokia's, through like through many
what?
A device before we got to the iPhone
you
family.
Too,
yes.
Dustin? You have your same number?
No, I've had this number for probably 8 or 9 years. The
yeah.
last 8 or 9 years I've had this phone number. Prior to that, I didn't change my number often, though.
Me too. I've changed my number maybe 3-4 times. Usually yeah. it has to do with like relationship stuff, to be
yeah,
honest,
yeah.
where you kind of need to disconnect and blocking them is not enough. So that has usually been my shit. But I wanted to show y'all this. So people who follow us on Patreon. So my partner got a painting of my grandma commissioned for me. Look at this.
Oh my God, friend, Ooh. Friend, oh, friend.
And it's the last picture I took of her. So I'm gonna try not to cry.
Wow.
I'll show y'all the picture. This is the last picture I got of my grandma.
Oh, wow.
And he randomly just came home and had it and was like, I got this done for you, like, just because. And because I've been feeling her a lot lately, me, Kia, and Jade. It's so weird. She's been around the three of us because my grandma, whenever I see white butterflies, that's like me and her's thing. So they've just been everywhere on my terrace. When I was in Portland, they were following us in the car. Kia called me the other day like, yo, your grandma's been on me heavy. I just want to thank her, you know, like, because I haven't been feeling great because of her brother and the timing of his passing. So it feels like my grandma's kind of been with her through that and then with Jade. And it's just like, whoa. So him coming home, isn't that a beautiful painting? I was so emotional. That's why I'm like, the timing of even Asante bringing up the numbers and the fact that like I kind of went through that this weekend and then I got that painting, losing contacts, trying to reconnect with whose contacts I want. I feel like this has been such a like, do y'all feel like the past couple weeks have been so intense?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
So yeah. intense the past month.
Fran, I hope you thanked him.
Of course. You are just so funny. Isn't it beautiful?
Very.
It's
breathtakingly like,
beautiful.
Breathtaking.
And
for someone
yes.
to just think to do that. It's not my birthday. It's not Christmas. It's no holiday. It's just like.
So thoughtful.
Something.
So thoughtful.
He knows I love art, obviously, as you can see behind me. So he's like, I feel like this is a piece that you need in the house.
He got that picture you painted of me at the Chipotle.
Now we've addressed the elephant in the room.
But yeah, this
beautiful
this
friend.
Month,
what a beautiful gesture.
I know. Like. I like been so emotional the past couple days over that because I've just been feeling her so, so heavy. And this retrograde, woo. That's why I felt like the phone thing was like the last bit of retrograde because I think we're still in the shadow. And it just threw a motherfucking grenade back at me as it was walking out the door. I was like, God damn, not my phone.
For real. I just looked up at the I was about to say the ceiling, but the sky. When I after that shit went down my phone, I was like. I was like, what am I going to do tonight? But, you know, it worked out the next day or whatever. But God damn.
But luckily you weren't by God yourself. Damn. You were with your friends, yeah. you know, so like. You were already hanging out with
people. It could have been far worse, far worse. And I'm so grateful that I was even able to go get my damn phone and
Real.
You know, do what I need to do. So I recognized all of the blessings. I didn't know why it had to happen.
That's how saying? I like, felt. I literally was like, God, why you have me go through two phones in one weekend? What was the message? I
like,
just
what
really
the fuck,
didn't
the fuck, excuse, no, excuse my language, but what the fuck did I do? You know what I'm saying? Like, And I feel like if he know I'm thinking it, then I might as well say it. You know what I'm saying? If he know my thoughts, then he know I'm thinking cuss words.
And so. I was panicky too, because the last time I had to get a new phone, one of my crypto apps got fucked up. Because the Google Mm-mm. Authenticator didn't transfer over.
Oh, no.
Of all the apps that came to my new phone, the one motherfucking app I really needed did not transfer over. And that shit had me sick. To this day, I have not been able to get back into that crypto exchange.
No, you got money somewhere.
Yes. There's a part of me that's like, maybe that's good and I'll figure it out at some point. But as I keep watching the coins that I have in there grow, I'm sick.
Friend, you know
that. There's got to be some sort of customer service department.
Hell no. To the
very challenging exchange. Friend, like, I've done everything. Put my ID. They had me scan my face. I was like, what? Do you need my blood? Tell me.
Have you used Exodus? Or
No.
So that's a wallet. I think I have a old version of Exodus on an old iPhone. Stop. That Jesus. I honestly... I'm still looking, like, I just know I got my little, my phrases written down somewhere. So I've had this phone with no SIM card in it for like years at this point. And I'm like, I'm going to find these phrases one day and I have the phone just in case. And I had to keep one of the old school iPhone chargers, like the iPad, like mm-hmm. the big plug. I've kept one for this specific phone because when I find this shit, it's on and popping. I swear I'm going to be like, y'all, I found my $1 million. It's been here this whole time.
That's what I'm holding out.
I love
the
name Exodus. Sorry, I know that's random, but when you said, Fran, have you ever heard Exodus? I've always loved that name, Exodus. And I think I don't know if I'm going to get a dog or something.
I was going to say, that sounds like a cute-ass pit bull name.
Yeah, Exodus is a dope-ass name. I would even, real talk, I would name my baby Exodus. That's a dope, Exodus
see
Ross.
That.
That's dope as fuck.
I can see that. That's been the fun part, too, with Maya, because she's coming up with names.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just been so fun, because I'm like, what is this baby's name going to be? And she doesn't know or care about the gender, which I love. She's going mm-hmm. the traditional route and being completely surprised.
Just giving birth.
Yep, yeah. Giving birth. Not, like, deciding colors or what kind of toys. She's just like, whatever, as long as it comes and it's healthy. And we've been trying to, like... play around with different names, and I'm just so excited. She got some cute names.
I wonder
names.
What she's gonna name the baby.
I know.
Wow.
Should we come up with baby names for Maya?
We should.
Shambuti did her thing with her baby name. Ryu her daughter.
You
That's
like
so
it?
Cute.
It
yes,
is cute.
Yes.
That little baby's so damn cute.
I want my baby to have like a little, you know, like some a ghetto element to the name. Cause like I don't. My name, y'all know what my name is. You know what I mean? And so, but I so I want
what
my baby
name?
To have. I don't know, like just you know, maybe I pick like a word that means something, like I don't know, but
Nevaeh.
I just want like something
Nevaeh.
Like a, you know, a,
come on,
Daquan, something a nice name, and then like a middle name like Daquan or some shit.
A nice black ass name.
Yeah,
I thought
like
about
a nice
that
black
too.
Name for the mm-hmm. middle name. Like that's what I want. But I want the if I wish I'm never having kids, so we're just kicking shit right now.
Right, right, right.
But like if I did, I would want my babies to have cool names. And if I had a daughter, if my first baby was a girl, her name would be Dustin Jr., hands down. Like there would be no
a little
question.
Girl named Dustin?
Dustin,
so
yeah. And
cute.
I spell her name with a Y instead of an I like mine. But yeah, I would name my baby. So my first baby, I would name it Dustin, period. But I like Exodus. I always have.
Exodus
That's a hard
is really
ass
cute.
Name.
I actually have a name. I'm going to tell y'all once we're done
offline.
Recording.
What do y'all think about people
Because I remember
naming?
The first name, friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that mm-hmm. changed.
Okay. What do you think about people naming their kids after like days of the week or colors or something like that?
I don't mind
like
it.
All that.
I think it's cute. I think it's like I want to have... when we have our cat, I think I'm gonna name it Friday, just because mm-hmm. that's the day of the week that we met years ago. It was a Friday night at like where we were working, and I just think that's cute to have like little names that mean things.
Sentimental, sure.
Sentimental value. You know, anyone else would just be like, "Oh, it's a cute cat named Friday," but for us, it has like a cuter meaning. Little things like that, I think, are adorable.
I love those kind of names. I like the quirkier, the better. Give me all the weird shit. Well, not all of it, because some shit is just ugly. Like Hattie.
Like Elon Musk.
You know what I'm saying? All that shit. Hattie. Little girls, Hattie and shit. Like, come on. But other than that, and yeah, Elon Musk naming his baby the Wi-Fi and password and shit. Yeah. Like, all of that is ridiculous.
But that seems very him. You know, like, of course Elon's going to name his child a code. Right.
Remember when everybody was tripping with when Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin named their daughter Apple?
Apple.
And everybody was pissed. I always loved it. I was like, that's so cute. Like, I love Apple.
Apple of my eye. So
I love
cute.
North. Northwest. I do like North. I talked shit about it, but I loved it. It was always a dope ass name. So I like, you know, I like all of that stuff.
Yeah, especially for the kids cute. With the new generation, I like that they all have those little designer names, because it's like they're all going to come up in these classes and it's not going to sound weird to them. It's just going to be like normal to them. It's when they go get jobs, they're going to have to look at us like, look, bitch, you old. This is my name. Well, they ain't even going to have to go get jobs with those names anyway. So excuse me on that.
And who gives a fuck? Because right. Beethoven and Tchaikovsky, all that right. shit. You know what I'm saying? Them names too. So I don't give a fuck. It's Sha'Carri. Okay?
Sha'Carri.
You know what I'm saying? That's
the vibe. Do y'all
Sha'Carri.
Worry about that, though? Because I know some people won't name their kids a black ass name because they're like, oh, it's going to make it harder for them to get a job. Because, and you know, in resumes, once they see that name, they're like, don't care about the qualifications.
I call that lazy parenting. Because if you're going to fortify your child and build them up to be, you know what I mean, something great, then their name will only highlight, you know, their credentials and the greatness of who they are. Mm-hmm. So hell no, I'm going to name my baby Shaquan. You know what I'm saying? And I don't give a fuck. Yes.
And then tell them when they get older, like, look, if you got the money, you can pay to change it, okay? If you're not satisfied.
Do you believe a name has to have a powerful meaning behind it, or can it just be cute? Do you care?
It can just be cute.
That's real.
It can just be cute. I don't care. I think it's just that's your choice as a parent, whatever inspires you and, you know, moves you to lean one way or the other. I think that's cool. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Same.
I don't bother people about their names. All me and all my siblings, all our first names start with the letter D.
And you do. What's the reason?
Think about it. Ain't no. What was the reason? There is no reason.
Really? They just decided that.
Yeah. My father's middle name starts with a D, and maybe that is where you know they started from that shit. But all our names start with D. I don't think I would do that. You know what I'm saying? But like, that's what my parents did.
So, that's like my friend from high school.
What you want to.
My friend from high school. Shout out to Lenara. Her dad named their daughters Kasara, Lenara, Tamara, Amara. Like, I remember being like, oh,
that's
shit.
What's up. Yeah. The sisters.
The
yeah,
sisters. When parents get that thing, they just decide this is what we do. I would be like, wow. What? But I always used to think it was so funny, all the auras.
The only time they be tripping to me is when they try to turn the daddy's first name into the girl's name, putting the A on the end. Like, you know, Lorenza or you know, Waltera, you know, shit like that.
I told you that almost happened to me. My dad's name is Franklin, and my mom was going to name me Frankelina.
But that's actually hot.
No,
like,
it is
that's
not.
Kinda, that's actually kind of cute.
No, it's
think
Dominican
about it, and you fly
and
anywhere
wild.
To be like, Frankelina.
Frankelina,
like
that sounds so, no shade to those of you with that name, but no, I'm glad that she changed it. Then she was going to name me Jessica, and then somehow she settled on Francesca, which I think is a really cute name, so I'm not mad
She landed
at it.
In a great place.
I wish
Jessica's
she would have named
really
me Frankie.
Cute for you.
Frankie would have been cute, I think.
Yeah, but Francesca is sexier and more. It's more you. Well, maybe that's because it's your name. I was gonna say it's more you.
It is though. Like
honestly, Fran, you rocking anything at this point? Because now I'm looking at you as a Frankie. Like that is, you know, Frankie.
My friends in college used to call me that. Shout out to my friend Daz. That was, you know, it was like Frankie. So my name in school was usually Frankie, just because we just thought it was cute. But
it's cute.
It is cute. Call me Frankie, even though I didn't love it because I don't fuck with my dad like that. But I was like, okay, it's cool. I could have that name because it's cute outside of him. But
I'm
Francesca
gonna get you a
sounds
with
so
Big
grown.
Frank on the back of
Big Frank.
That's cute. We should cut stuff on you, Big
we
Frank.
Should daddy.
Big Bank Frank. Oh, Fran, that's your new name. Big Bank Frank, baby.
I'm crying. Ooh. Let me change my bio. Did y'all parents have other names that they were going to name y'all, or was that what they were set on?
They did have other names for me. I want to say David and another name. It was David, Dustin, and something else. I can't remember, but they picked the right one because I
and
very
Douglas.
Rarely meet another black Dustin. Yeah.
Douglas. They was going to name him Douglas.
You know, I've gotten a lot of flack for my name, Asante, but I love it. I've always loved it.
That name
I've always
is beautiful,
felt like
Asante.
It has such a yeah, it's
so
got such
like
a je ne sais quoi. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love my name. So when my mom, the day that she told me that they were thinking about another variation of Tay, like it was some sort of Tavius. I think it was like a Don Tavius or something. I was like, girl, no,
not
no,
Don
no.
Tavius, child.
she was like, that's somewhere where your daddy was. And I was like, no, I'm so sorry. I'm glad he got vetoed. She's like, yeah, we couldn't do that. I was like, I'm glad somebody knew. Cause I no shade to the, you know, the, with the, you know, a V in the name would have been cute, you know, a VS or something, but I just really like my name. Like, I like the way it feels. I like the way it flows. It fits. So when she told me it was going to be something like a Don Tavius or some sort of Tavius, I was like, I don't.
Did they say where they got Asante from?
My mother, you know, just when I high-fived her for, you know, the quick change, I was named after an actor. Do you remember in school? I don't know if y'all ever watched, because, you know, I think everybody had to like read some excerpts from like The Odyssey. But did you ever watch The Odyssey in school?
I don't think we watched it. We read it. That thick ass book.
So yeah, everybody's read it. And I guess, you know, I had a lazy fucking teacher. Like the Bible. Bitch put on a movie instead of just reading it to us. Everybody read it, but she put on the movie. No,
shout out to her.
Well, shit. It would have been shout out to her had she not tried to teach around the movie. If she would have just gave us the movie and then said, I don't feel like teaching, because the teaching's never matched. Anyway, the movie, The Odyssey, has an actor who's actually been in other things. His name is Armand Asante. And I am named after him.
I feel like I know. Wait, let me Google before.
You're probably going to see him and you're going to know him from something. He's done other, like, more Armand recent movies, like The Perfect Storm or some random shit like that. But.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. I totally know who this, you know who this old man, this picture's funny.
Yes.
Right?
That's y'all kind of look alike a little bit, Asante. Y'all hold your face alike. He was doing like this.
He loves this face, this facial expression.
Yeah, see? The fact that he keeps making that face is hilarious.
Every picture.
But I met Armand Asante once many, many years ago. He was a super nice guy. So shout out to him.
You
and
met
shout
him?
Out to me.
Did you do like this?
Now I know where I know him from. He played John Gotti in the HBO movie Gotti. I remember that.
Oh.
Because I'm like, I know this face. John Gotti in the 1996 HBO film. And then it says, as Odysseus in the 1997 adaptation of Homer's The Odyssey. Come on. Yeah, yep. That's so cool, Asante. So she just, what is it? Your mom felt connected to him or the movie and was just like, I'm naming
him. I think she just liked the name because she don't even care about him like that. Like, like the name, it just, I think she might have seen it in the credits or something. She was like, oh, like that's something. And then
years later,
she had my ass and I got the something. So, and then it's a common Italian last name. I've seen a lot of people like with the last name Asante with the double S in with Italian stuff. I have random Facebook friends with that last name just because they see it's my first name. That's
amore.
When the sun hits the sky like a big pizza pie, it's amazing.
That's
I love
Asante.
It.
Asante.
Amen.
But that's real
and
because
it's the
name
of a Canadian
I got.
Financial wealth company.
Oh, we ain't mad at the connection of wealth now. The name
getting
that
money
I
on
like.
The six. Getting money in the six.
The I name I like I saw on a list. I was some restaurant where you had to sign in. This was like when COVID was still, you know, a little. They were like, sign into the restaurant, check your temperature. Da, da. So I had to sign in and I saw the girl that had signed or the person, excuse me, that had signed in before me. The name they signed, I was like, what a dope ass name. And that's literally how I got the idea for.
Took that name, put it right in your pocket.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to keep this for a rainy day because it just really stood out to me. And it's cute. Only thing is the name of a country, of an island. And I'm like, is it cool to name your child after like an island?
I've always loved Peru, personally. I think a boy named Peru is actually dope as fuck. Maybe I have twins, Exodus in Peru.
That's cute. That sounds sick, Dustin.
See, that's what I'm telling you. I do this without even trying. I'm trying to tell y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Call me the baby book. I know how to name a child. I name my cousin.
Exodus in Peru. I'm here for that.
I named my best friend's daughter. Her second daughter, I gave her that name. I was walking down the street in New York, and I was like, what about this? And she was like, because Well, I could say it because I'm not using no last name. So her, my best friend's husband's name is Ricky. That's literally his first name. So I was, and they had a girl. I was like, name her, you gotta name her Ricky. You gotta name the baby Ricky. You gotta name the baby Ricky. And so she's like, she was thinking about it, but she didn't do it. So now Ricky is the baby's middle name. And she has a different first name that I picked. And then my other cousin, she has a little girl. Her father's name started with a D. Her father's name it starts with a D, long story short, but I named her a girl version of his boy name with the street name. And I was walking down Lexington Avenue and I was on the phone with my cousin. So I was like, name the baby this Lexington. And that's that little baby's name right now.
That is so
cute. So I do
cute.
Like, I'm certified. I'm a baby name expert. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I got to tell you mine then.
Let's talk. Let's talk. We talk. We're offline. We're offline. Yeah.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I'm in the zone. So obviously, by the way this episode's going, it's a shoot the shit episode today, and we're just kind of rolling with it. We didn't even do black business or nothing. We just kind of went straight into it. It's just one of them days. Unless you still want to shout it out, Asante, because I know.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You found something cute that you mentioned.
This week's Black Business of the Week is presented by Target. Target invests in black creators building a legacy of success. Let's rise together. Discover more at target.com/blackbeyondmeasure.
I have
to shout out this black business specifically because the subject says black ass woman owned business.
Come on.
And she family. She's somebody that's reached out to me in the past. Shout out to Jody and Chin.
I thought you meant family, like, you know.
Maybe, I don't know.
You said maybe.
Jody, if you family, you know, let us know. But if you're not, you know, it ain't no, okay? But shout out to Jody. The email here reads, hey guys, hope you all had a great weekend. Thank you for keeping me entertained every week. I'm an avid listener from the very beginning, and you guys make my week a little lighter. Thank you. You made my day lighter when you sent this email saying black ass woman owned business, and because you emailed me twice, because you emailed on my personal, but that's okay because Jody know me like that. But anyway, my name is Jody. I'm the founder and CEO of No Irie Bow, a botanical wellness brand with our star product being Beard Elixir, our natural beard oil. No Irie, and that's spelled N-O-I. E-O-R-Y, Bo, short for botanical, is a small black woman-owned business. Is a small black woman-owned business with a mission to reduce plastic waste through product packaging and plastic-free shipping. Okay. Now, I know some of y'all might be like, you know, beard oil, whatever. If it's something about the environment, because global warming is very real, it don't matter how small it is a big deal. That's why I shouted this out, you know, outside of her saying black ass woman owned. Our beard oil is made from only clean ingredients, natural carrier oils, and essential oils with organic extracts. Now, there's jojoba oil, there's cedarwood essential oil, there's evening primrose, there's great packaging. You know, I've got some here, shout out to the black
man.
It's clean packaging, it's beautiful. If you go to the website, she sells not only just the beard oil, there's like a cute candle, it's a wick candle. And there's also a really, really nice, because you know, for the fellas that like a sturdy beard comb, there's a beautiful double-sided wooden beard comb on the website. So you can get it as a kit, or you can get just the beard oil, or just the candle, or just the comb. You can get it all together. Support Jody. This, again, is N-O-I-E-O-R-Y. It's on Etsy, so just go to Google, type in Etsy, N-O-I-E-O-R-Y, or I'll make sure Frank gets the link to put into the description for you all. Go help Jody. Oh, so just in case you wanted to know what everything stands for, no I or Y in regards to her name, Jody. Just in case anybody wanted to know what that meant. Because her name is Jody, J-O-D-I. And so then the business is no I-E or Y. And that's why it's spelled no I-E business. No I-E or Y business. Or no I-E or Y botanics. Botanical, excuse me. So yeah, I just thought that was dope. She really put a lot of thought in her name. And even more thought into the creation of the product packaging. With it being so sustainable and clean. Jody, you just keep surprising me and blessing me. So I can't do anything but speak highly of you. I love Black people. I love Black business. So thank you, Jody, for emailing us. And thank you all for submitting your Black businesses. So yeah.
Yeah, they've been killing it with that. I also wanted to add, since you were talking about botanicals, because I guess I was mentioning Exor BB for so many weeks that I completely forgot to throw in her website last week. And people were like, where's the website? I was like, oh, shit, my bad. Because I forget we have new listeners every week. Like, there are people that are brand new to the show. It's not like the same people we've been talking to for 6 years. So the website to Exora BB with all your donkey milk needs is IXO, IXORABB.com. That's ExoraBB.com. And I did see her tweet that she's putting out a donkey milk butter in the fall. So all of us donkey milk.
I consume way too much of the wrong kind of media because as we talk about donkey milk, I just like my thoughts just. So let me get my own botanicals together to get me back on the right track.
So I'm curious, what have you guys outside of Encore, which we've been binging and discussing on Patreon, which has been so funny, by the way. I'm excited to record tomorrow. If you've been following along, you know we've been having a blast recapping that show. Thanks to Asante, who brought it to the table. Definitely catch us if you haven't on patreon.com/thefriendzonepodcast.
Shout out to Patreon. The gated community.
And they shouted us out, which was so sweet. I think somebody had maybe hit Patreon, I think on Twitter or something, asking what are some Patreons that they would suggest. And out of all the Patreons they could have mentioned, they mentioned three, and one of ours was on it, which was really cool because we just started like what, 3 months ago, right? Shout out to Patreon for that awesome boost. But I'm curious, what else have you guys been watching? What have you been binging? I got some good shit.
So Zeus Network, right? I'm gonna tell y'all, and Zeus ain't paid me for nothing. You know what I mean? But I'm just gonna give you a recommendation. Download the Zeus app. There is content there. It's like the ultimate reality show viewing experience, right? Because these shows are uncensored, unfiltered, so there's no bleeping. So you can get the proper emotion that each person wants you to feel. You can see titties. It's just an amazing place for the kind of television that you just want to escape from reality and just you know, get a glimpse into the life of the other world. You can go there on Zeus. And one of the fastest ways, one of the fast tracks to that sort of viewership experience is by watching Jocelyn's Cabaret Atlanta. Now, here's the thing. They are now airing, and shout out to Jocelyn because this is a deal, right? She owns that show. So for her to get the show to be played on the WE TV network is incredible business and good for her. But if you really want the fullness of the experience of watching Jocelyn's Cabaret Atlanta, then you have to watch it on the Zeus Network. I'm going to tell you why.
On the Zeus
so
Network.
So it was on WE TV first.
No, it was Zeus first.
Oh.
And then she sold it to WE TV, or she got some sort of agreement with them where they air the show. What I mean. That's good business for her.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I'm noticing about Zeus model that I like, because they did the same thing with Blac Chyna's show. It premiered on Zeus, and then she sold it off later to one of the other networks. And I was like, damn, okay, that's like a double bag. You know, you get your little upfront bag for the app, and then after they sell it back, get you another bag. Then, you know, if they syndicate it on that, it's another bag. So shout out to the Black people reclaiming them bags.
How much is Zeus? Do you know?
I think it's only like $4 a month or something like that. It's relatively inexpensive.
Very affordable.
They're doing well. It. Yeah, I mean, I told y'all I was watching... I think I was catching up on Love After Lockup because Jaden, shout out to Jaden XT because they do the recaps and I love them so much. So I follow along. And I was like, oh, it's a new season. Let me catch up. So I guess when the season had finished, it just kind of auto plays into the next show. And it was Jocelyn's Cabaret. So I come back into the living room like, oh, I was like, you know what? I'm going to sit down and watch this shit because Dustin and Asante are always talking about her music, the soundtrack, and the fights. Did you get her looks
or she was naked? Sometimes there's good looks, but then sometimes she just be naked, so.
No, it was a mix of both. But on WeTV, obviously, they can't, play the full shit.
You can't see the dark.
Yeah, you can't see anything. Yeah. So it was like pixelated around the tassels or whatever was there. And she, but she looked great. I was dead at the fact that she beat someone's ass within the first 3 minutes. I was like, well, goddamn. I didn't even know whose ass she was beating. We didn't even get to be introduced.
It was characters. Two women.
Yes, and they're sitting.
She was in the dressing room?
Uh-huh. And I guess the girl didn't want to do something. I don't know what it was. And she beat her ass.
Damn, I remember the other girl.
Because she felt disrespected. I was like, this is a wild ride. And they was talking about
Jocelyn getting evicted. And Jocelyn said they was riding around in a Toyota Camry with a paper tag in it.
That's what it was. That's what it was. Mm-hmm.
And then they started fighting. Now, the funny thing about that scene, Fran, or excuse me, Big Frank, is that the series actually
Big Bank
opened.
Frank.
Big Bank Frank, baby. You better know it. We getting you a chain, girl. But anyway, so the series opened with actually that scene, a clip from that actual fight that you're talking about, where they start, you can hear the argument, and then they start fighting, and then right when Jocelyn's about to connect, it freezes, it goes, boom.
Yes.
And she's like, you wonder how I got here.
Yes, I was going to say that. It gives you BET. You might be wondering how I got here. You might be wondering
how I got
here.
That's when I knew that. That's when, like the OJ said, that's when I knew that I guess she had her hooks in me because I was hooked. At that point, I was like, I have to watch this. I have to see this through. I have to find out why. How did they get here? I wanted to know.
I can't lie.
Season two, Fran, wait till you watch the new season when they are all in this house in Atlanta. Preparing for her cabaret. And then when you actually see the cabaret.
So it is a real cabaret.
No, it ain't no real cabaret.
Jury's still out on that one.
They got some piping drapes. Spoiler alert. So, okay, I guess if you watch Jocelyn's Cabaret Atlanta, you're going to get a spoiler alert right
recap.
Now.
So ain't no cabaret.
They put up some red pipe and drape in some space. I don't even know where they was. Red pipe and drape. They have a couple stripper poles, some chairs, and then they put a sign. This is what really got me. They put a sign up at the top, right? That it had an image, like a graphic of like a marquee with the light bulbs around it, but it wasn't even real light bulbs. It was like a picture.
Stop.
And it said Jocelyn's Cabaret in the middle of it. Yeah.
Not a picture of light.
Okay, it looked like a set on like a, say we was doing like a sketch comedy show or something. We had to like, you know, come up with the set real quick. Mm-hmm. Or like we have budget issues, you know, you get creative with the set and shit like that. That's what it looked like.
Very off Broadway.
Yeah, like I mean
off
Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, not even Broadway. Then she has like an emotional reaction to seeing it. I never thought that they would get here when we see the thing. And just when you see how half assed it literally looks like that Chuck E. Cheese. You'll see what you see. What do you see that shit?
I'm telling you. Do y'all think this was Jocelyn's idea, the cabaret theme, or did someone come to a meeting and say, you know, it would be awesome, Jocelyn, if you had like this cabaret show? Because I'm like, where did this come from? It is so random to me.
According to her, she wrote it. I remember she had done a, it was some sort of interview or a show or something where she had three binders that were three shows that she created. And she was going to try to sell to networks and
stuff.
So she's done so many interviews where she said that, you know, she wrote this show and it's the number one show on television and shit. So I'm judged based on that, even though we know Jocelyn has lied like a rug in the past.
I mean, she has lied like a rug.
She has lied in the past. Remember Asante when she was lying about having that marriage certificate in mm-hmm. her purse, her marriage license?
And she pulled it out.
Yeah, she lied about having that dirt on Carly Rae in that envelope, and it was never anything inside the envelope. She done lied about so much stuff, but she, you know,
the Puerto Rican
I'm gonna
princess.
Take her word for this. Apparently, she wrote it. If all I got to do is lie with her and say she wrote the show for her to feel good, fine, Jocelyn. You wrote the damn show. Fuck it.
I mean, there's girls. There's choreography. Finally, there. Okay. You know, it's
is it, there? Is it? Is it choreography? Because I thought they was doing like this.
They was giving you the TikTok.
Imagine being in a room, right? And someone does a routine.
Routine, we're using loosely.
Very, because it was odd that she did what she did and then thought that the girls were supposed to remember whatever it was she did, because it didn't look like it was... It was such a mess.
Was it giving encore?
Not even that.
Wow.
Yeah, because encore, you know, when I hear encore, right, it's like, do it again. But when she did it, I was wondering, what did she do? Like, I didn't understand, because she said cabaret, and the moves weren't giving any type of cabaret. Like. Okay. And maybe I'm one note. I don't know. It's not like I just needed the pole there and I needed to look like Chicago or anything. But it was just her in the chair, and the chair wasn't moving. It wasn't like no lap dance. It wasn't great footwork or choreography or any of that. So I was confused the entire time.
Yes.
Because Asante is really trying to act like this. He's giving it. Way
he's
more than
help
it deserves.
It
you
know
what I'm
saying? I was trying to take it seriously. So I'm showing
you
the things that I was looking
for.
Though.
You can't. It's so ridiculous that it's you. That's the reason you're having trouble taking it seriously, because it's unable to be taken as such because it's not serious.
That's what I'm trying to understand. Friend, like, who came up with this? Like, why do this? Why cabaret? Why not just have a reality show about your life?
Because she feels like she is an artist, and that is the delusion of grandeur of them all.
You
I
know
have
what?
Never seen anything like this, and for her to say that or suggest to these girls, it just shows you clearly where everybody involved is at, right? Because for the girls to even be willing to play along with something so ridiculous as if Jocelyn can, and they're like, this can change my opportunity. Like,
that's why they be so mad when
this
they leave.
This isn't an opportunity for y'all. This is an opportunity for Jocelyn. She needs y'all as placeholders or contestants. And the fact that they really believe in this can, like, you know, set them up for some sort of like real legitimate success through this, maybe, hopefully, someone will see them and, you know, be attracted to their personalities or any gifts or talents they have. But as far as this being the vehicle for success in theater and in cabaret performance and, you know, and dancing in clubs and shit all over the world and jazz performance cabaret, this ain't that. Okay?
Not jazz.
And it never can be. It never can be. And the fact that she actually said that she choreographed, mind you, what does she call it, Asante? Choreography.
Oh, no.
Y'all don't get the choreography. They was like, the choreography. This bitch talking about choreography. Choreography. Nobody get the choreography. That's what she kept saying. Friend, I want you to see this routine.
I'm watching.
And
we're using
routine so loosely.
I'm so.
And there are people on the TikTok who are imitating it and mimicking it now because it's that
Stop
ridiculous
it.
For her to suggest it's something that she choreographed. So you just have to see it.
But
it's fascinating.
What, friend, you're right. It is very much like the encore in the vein of, well, what they did differently from the encore, right? I feel like someone sat down with Jocelyn and gave her a premise. So she's really, you know, driving that premise of, you know, I'm going to help these girls. Whereas on Encore, they all just in the house. They don't know what's going on. And now they know they're supposed to make music, but they don't really have any other direction outside of that. Jocelyn, like, I think on the first season, she just wants to do this dance thing. And now the second season, we've cleaned up what this dance thing is. It's cabaret, and we've got some girls to participate. But these girls are literally grown women. Some of them are tricks, and some of them are mad that they're like leaving money at home. Like, it's weird watching her argue with these girls, because you can tell that these girls really are her peers, but she's playing them like they bottle of the barrel crabs. And it's funny because they just be so upset and offended. They're like, Jocelyn, like, I left everything for you. And it's just like, why? Like, you see, we know her record.
They're so why young, would you do too. Because I saw one of the ones That's she why. Went to her house and she was 23.
Some of them too damn grown to be
Sapphire, for that to be the excuse.
Right, yes, Sapphire. For that to be the excuse.
And she's so full of shit. She all that. So for those who watch the show, you know who we're talking about. If you don't, please forgive us for going off on this random tangent, but hopefully you're encouraged to watch and support these black businesses, the Zeus Network and Jocelyn, for what it's worth. You know, hell. In other words, we're going to say what we got to say, and then we'll move on to something else. But Sapphire, she was a nothing but a big bully, hot air, never beat nobody ass, always latching on and attaching herself to somebody else's conflict and drama. And for what? And a nigga like me, she would have been the first one I tried in the house, because I would have clocked that in her. And I mean, you a punk. Anytime you do that and try to remember when she sat in front of that girl and was throwing that shit at her and talking shit. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe she did that. And the girl was so calm. She sat in front of this girlfriend and threw a napkin at her and was like, well, I feel like you don't need to be here. And she was like doing like that and just trying to intimidate this young girl. And mind you, Sapphire is like our age. And
oh,
so
no.
I just was, I, yeah. And I'm just like, I wish that girl would get up and twist her tits. But she didn't do it. You
Not
know what I'm
twist
saying?
Her tits, dude.
I would have got up and been like...
And the way he said it, twist her
But then
tits.
She almost, didn't she get in someone's mouth for coughing around her or something? I saw a clip on that on Twitter. Somebody was circulating. I was like, what is going on?
The girl
was like, I was just coughing. I was like, what?
You don't cough. Don't you cough at me, bitch. That's exactly how she was talking to her. I couldn't believe it.
Was the girl being shady? Was she trying to cough at her? Or was
no, not at all. That's no. The thing. But that was stripper shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was they really do carry on like the culture of like stripper locker rooms and shit on this mm-hmm. show. That's how these girls engage with one another.
Right.
And it really is fascinating to see. So I love it. I hope it makes all the money in the world in advertising. In syndication and everything. More, and I want seasons 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
And if you're the type of person that likes to watch for the experiment or the story, like, it's interesting hearing a lot of the girls' stories too. Like, you know, some of them, I mean, well, on the first season, I liked hearing some of their stories because, you know, the one girl that didn't come back, she had like a really like cool story. Like, and then on this one, they have girls that are coming in and you get to watch them actually dance. Some of them been dancers on the circuit in Atlanta. Some of them have done porn. Some of them are married. Like, it's really cool kind of hearing like the different layers of what they got going on. Mm. But you don't get like a whole lot of that. So you don't have enough time to be emotional about the shit.
Right.
You just get like a little piece of that and then you're back to the action. So
right.
Nice little just balance
know,
over there, Jocelyn.
Just to know what type of time they're on.
Yeah, you know they still human, mm-hmm. but they still about that shit. So.
Well, I'm sold. I mean, I watched the first episode and I was like, okay, I could keep this up. But I know y'all told me to watch on Zeus so I can
you
get the real.
You have to watch on Zeus.
Dustin, so, what else on Zeus are you watching?
Oh, yeah,
Baddies
what else
ATL?
Is on Zeus?
Baddies ATL. It's a show that is produced by Natalie Nunn and Tanisha Thomas, both of whom... We know and love dearly from their seasons on the Bad Girls Club.
Tanisha
was on season 2 and Natalie Nunn was on season 4, but both of them are the first two people you think about when you think about the Bad Girls Club.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
And this was a situation Especially where Tanisha. They were able to They had all like outlived whatever their contract terms were, where they could their non-compete clause or whatever. And it was a really fucked up contract that they were in where it was like 8 years or some crazy shit. So
damn,
they got together with some of the most popular girls and worked out a deal with Zeus and some of the most popular girls and worked out a deal with Zeus where they filmed for like 2 weeks, I think, in a house or some shit like that. And just the antics, they've already been several fist fights. Natalie and Tanisha are revered as the executive producers, but Natalie, was in one of the fist fights already. It's just good. You know what I'm saying? And Tanisha makes everybody kiss her. Asante, that guy did that, right? They kiss her Asante. They kiss her ass, though. And Tanisha and Natalie are both executive producers on the show, and they constantly remind the other girls of it. Tanisha even is living in a separate house. Like, yeah, she's not in the house with the other girls.
I hear
she
that.
Made the Zeus people put her in the other house. And she says in her confessionals when she first comes on, they made me an offer I can't refuse. They gave me an offer I can't refuse. So I'm here. But the one thing I told them was that I can't be in the house, so she's not in the house.
With that's
them.
She the realest. She better
she
be
just
on
comes
her
over.
On her Keely. Yeah. I'm the creative
exactly.
director. That's dope. I would do that. Shit.
Those are the only two shows I'm watching on Zeus right now, though. I have watched their other series, like The Conversation, where they have people with deep-seated conflict come and talk with no mediators, but that always ends in violence, literally.
What? Is it mm-hmm. people we know or, like,
mm-hmm.
strangers?
People from, like, reality shows.
Oh,
people
shit.
From Love and Hip Hop, people from the Bad Girls Club,
okay.
shit like that.
That's smart.
Zeus is just great trash TV, and I support it.
They have a real chance from Real Chance to Love on there. He's got
yeah,
his
I didn't
show.
Watch that, but they
don't
do
watch
have
it.
That.
Mm-hmm. He's still out it's, here. That's crazy.
It's just another gag dating show, but yeah, he was one of the originals, so it's not surprising he would go back to that formula. But New York does make an appearance, and I didn't. I forgot that I knew Chance and Real were brothers, but I forgot that Chance had a twin too. I was like, damn.
Oh,
so many people.
Wow. Yeah. I've been in my Paramount Plus bag, y'all.
Ooh. What you been watching?
That damn app is so good. I haven't even really been on any other app. Like, they got
I
me in a bit
crazy.
Of a chokehold. Y'all both have Paramount Plus?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I got it. So I'm late. I literally only got it because the Grammys. Because mm-hmm. I was like, how am I going to watch it? And people were like, oh, you could watch live TV on Paramount. So I got it and then didn't really fuck with it after that. And then my friend Carmen, shout out to Carmen. She was like, oh, there's this show called Why Women Kill, I think it's called.
Oh, my God, with Lucy Liu.
Oh, my God, that show is so good. That show is so good. I love how inclusive they are with the leads. You know, like, you got the Asian lead, the Black lead. Like, you notice every season, they're really have prioritized giving you leads that you wouldn't normally see on any other show. I can see the work that they're putting in there. I think that's dope. But the storyline is hilarious. It's such great acting. The way that the stories kind of intersect. Super sold on it. I'm like pressed for that show. Like, it's one of the first shows in a long time that I'm waiting, looking at my phone like, what day is it? Does it come out? And then they have another show called Tell Me a Story that y'all mm-hmm. would love too. It's based on like fairy tales in modern day situations.
Setting.
Yeah, modern day setting.
Are we gonna binge this?
Actually, I thought about that. I was thinking when Asante's done with the encore, Tell Me a Story next. Probably be a bomb ass show to do. And it's a short season, is it? I feel like the seasons are short. But it's good, y'all. Oh my God.
I'm gonna get into
it. It is so good.
I'll watch it. Especially if the season is Kevin Hart, like you said it is.
But on Paramount, what else am I watching? I think that's it. Tell Me a Story and Why Women Kill.
Oh Lord.
What, you looked it up?
Yeah.
Which
I just
one?
See the nigga from Paul Wesley.
Who's
from,
that?
From Vampire Diaries.
Oh, I don't just know.
Just seeing
who
that his face.
Is.
Yeah.
But it's
what,
good.
He's on the show you're talking about?
Yeah. Eddie Long.
Oh, okay.
Whoever that character is.
Eddie Long? What, he is post him? Is he a go?
Not Eddie Long. Eddie Longo. It's one of the characters.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, that's the dude you're talking about? Because I know his character, obviously, because I'm invested. And you know what's cool about the show, too? It's similar to. Was it American Crime Story where they would have the same cast, but they would play different characters
those
the next season?
Series,
yes,
yeah.
They do mm-hmm. that too, which I think is cool because you get to really see like their that. Acting chops. I always think that that must be such a fun job as an actor to be
yes.
able to flip it next season and just show
I like
how
they,
their range.
I like how they did that on American Horror Story. Not that particular genre of, but
right.
I like how every season was like a completely different thing with some of the same ensemble characters. I didn't mm-hmm. stick around long enough to know how they were connected, but just super dope concept in doing that.
Yeah,
I'm
so
definitely
going to
watch this though.
Yes, I'm telling you, those two shows, put them on your list. though I'm hung up on those. And then on, is it Netflix? I started watching Manifest, which is an older show, but I never really gave it a chance. You don't like it? Asante's making the
I watched the first episode and it was like,
I was intrigued.
I saw a lady stopping a bus from hitting a kid or something. Is that the same show? Manifest stopping is where the people came back.
Yeah, on the flight.
Yeah, that the lady, one of the clip I saw from that show, there was a lady who was a passenger on the show, on the flight or whatever. And when she came back to Earth, she had powers. Like she felt things that, you know, would stop things from happening, basically. Hmm. So she was on a city bus and she told the driver, slow down. She started like,
Yes. Slow down.
You remember what
scene.
I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the bus driver was like, bitch. The same thing.
Yeah.
He's like, stop.
He's like, don't come to your job and tell you how to do your job.
That would have been a New York City bus driver. He would not have stopped, okay? But that show, I like it. I'm like maybe 10 episodes in. I started watching maybe a couple weeks ago because it was like number one on Netflix trending. So I was like, let me see. I kept seeing that show, the ads for it on the train and shit. You seen billboards, people talking about it on Twitter. Yeah, so I kind of was like, let me see if this is good. I like the premise, like a flight that takes off. And then comes back 5 years later. And then all their family members have, like, you know, either moved on and remarried or just kind of were convinced they had died. And it's just how they're reintegrating into their old lives 5 years later.
I know me and my new bitch would have been laid up on the couch watching TV like... me and my bitch all on the TV like, who in the hell at the door? Hold on, baby. Don't move.
That's so jacked up. That's exactly with our
shoes
what
off and shit. Hell yeah.
That's exactly what
I like that kind of shit too, especially because that's like real like Marvel, you know, if niggas came back after the blip or like even what was the show NBC did way back when?
Lost.
ABC, one of them. Lost, yeah. Ooh, it's like I if those people would have came back. Lost.
I told your ass to go back fucking with me. I'm ringing my doorbell. Go back where you came from. All that grieving and crying and snotting and nighttime sniffling, sneezing, I didn't do it over you.
Yeah,
you
but that's one of the wives. Up. The wives of the lead dude, she's going through that right now because that's her husband. And, you know, they have two kids in the house, but she thought he died. And when he came back, she had a new man.
Okay.
Who had already been low-key raising his kid. Like, it's like, oh,
exactly.
Shit.
We don't need you, bitch.
And go now back she's
to,
torn.
Go back to the dirt.
Yeah, but she's torn because it's still her husband, you know? So now she's like, I don't want to be the bad guy, but I don't know who to pick.
You know what? What an opportunity for obligatory polyamory, right? Like, you, like, y'all motherfuckers can't tell me that I can't have both of y'all when I got both of y'all. You want to come back into this? You showing up? This is what it look like now. So either we all fucking, or you could go back where the fuck you came from because you dead to me anyway.
No, okay? You didn't. Now so you that, dead
that's
to me.
Sometimes that's how you got to break it down. So that actually, I take it all back from the record. I'm with all this. Land back on me in 5 years so we can really get this thing where it's supposed to be. That's the most honest, you know, three-way relationship you can have.
You are so funny. But y'all need to watch. I personally, I mean, Asante, I know you said you weren't into it, but I think it's a good ass show. I saw people complaining about the ending. I haven't gotten there yet, so I don't
see,
know what the hoopla is.
I feel like it's going to end like Lost did, or it's going to piss me off.
Lost pissed me off so
I'm not
bad.
Even thinking
I didn't Lost
that.
End.
It, I can't even tell you. It was all a dream or some shit.
Yeah. Like they was in the spiritual world.
Yeah, like
or
imagine
some bull,
going through
like,
all that and then the end like, somebody wakes up and they're like, what happened? You're like, wait, what?
Like, are you kidding me?
It was
I was
a dream.
So pissed.
It was a fucking dream sequence. Like,
I couldn't even.
At least they gave y'all something. They didn't just cancel on you like Hawthorne. Jada
Which one
Pinkett
is oh
Smith.
Hawthorne when she was a doctor? I don't think I ever got into
she was
that
a nurse,
show.
Yes. Well, let me tell you, friend.
It was that good.
Yes, it's that. It's
I
that
believe
good.
That.
It is good, man.
I saw a few
Jada,
episodes
ooh,
of it.
Hawthorne. Where did? Where was it playing?
She let them cancel that show on TNT. But, I believe it was. I believe it was on
like
TNT.
That.
Was it better than Aunt Jackie? Was it called Aunt Jackie?
Jackie.
Nurse Jackie.
Who was Aunt Jackie?
The Sopranos.
I didn't watch that.
The wife from The Sopranos. Similar premise. Like they were nurses and the drama in their lives. Yo, that show was so good.
Ooh.
I actually suggest if people haven't watched it to just binge it now because I think it only had like maybe 2 seasons or something. I don't know why.
She's talking
canceled.
About Hawthorne, y'all.
Wait, let me look up Hawthorne.
Look, randomly, I was going to go revisit Hawthorne because I had always seen like a couple episodes here and then I was like, I need to like go and sit and watch this one.
I'm still too tender. I'm still healing.
TNT has pulled the plug on their medical drama Hawthorne. The Jaden Pinkett has been canceled after 3 seasons. I wonder why. Why did the show get canceled? Stop it. Why does it say... Okay, I shouldn't be reading this, but this is funny. Hawthorne canceled amid rumors of an affair between Jada Pinkett Smith and Mark Anthony.
And Mark Anthony.
Allegedly.
I wasn't going to say nothing, but...
What?
But why would that make it be canceled? Wouldn't that be hot?
I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to say it. Mark Anthony is the Portia Williams of Latin men. You don't want your bitch fucked? Don't bring her around here. Straight up. Mark Anthony be on their ass, getting the baddest, most beautiful women in the world.
I hear that.
They love him. They love his energy. He got that shit on him. I'm telling you, y'all. Mark Anthony got WAP. He got WAD. He got hot. He got HAD. If they got WAP, he got HAD. Hard ass dick. He got WAP. Mark Anthony got that HAD. That's what the issue is.
Oh.
He tearing their ass up. You know he had Evelyn swimming all in the pool and shit a couple months ago.
But was he on the show?
You ain't see that?
I saw
on Hawthorne, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Mark Anthony was on Hawthorne. What did
he
play?
Was on, he acted on the show. He was the one who, he was Jada Pinkett, like the love of her life.
Oh,
you got
shit.
To watch this show. I'm trying to tell you. You got to watch this show. And you know Jada got that WAP. So that the two of them was just, I mean, come on. You knew what was going to happen.
So like, Will was like, nah, this show is done.
Listen, I got to work in this canceled. Town, so I ain't trying to get in these people's business too much.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
That's what
very
we heard.
Allegedly.
No, ooh. That's, you know what? I'm going to watch it then. This just got more interesting. Let me write this down.
Baby. You know what's funny on Paramount Plus? Probably not as interesting, but it's been where I've been at. I saw that Audra McDonald's going to be on a spinoff of The Good Wife, The Good Fight. It's like a lawyer show, like where they be, you know, lawyers talking shit and suing and shit with the state's attorney's office, all that type of shit. I like dramas like those. So I decided before I start The Good Fight, I've started The Good Wife from the beginning. So I've been binge watching that. And honestly, the writing on there is so good. Like Michael Ealy done made an appearance on there. There are a lot of like America Ferrera. You know, she's not the. Oh yeah, that was Gina Rodriguez. Yeah, America Ferrera's on there her thing. Like a lot of people, Alan Cumming, he be showing the fuck out. So it's like one of those All-star you know cute
cast.
Filler shows. But a lot of people on there fucking it up. So I'm watching that right now. And then I need to go back and watch The Equalizer. I've had it on the list. I watched like the first couple episodes.
Queen
Latifah. And then I like fell off on the. I like action stuff and I like when people are like being helped. And so watching Queen Latifah in that role anyway was already like, oh, hell yeah.
Queen Latifah.
It's Queen Latifah.
We going to watch. You know what I'm like, saying?
It's point blank
I keep
period.
Seeing the ads and the billboards, but I think I don't really watch like action shows like that. But maybe I'll give it a chance and see if it pulls
when
me
I,
in.
When I was younger, my mom, she always used to watch stuff like CSI or what was the other one? She's like used to just watch these like little crime shows, but like the ones where it was like celebrities
Law and
would come
Order,
on and do stuff.
Law and Order.
Yeah.
Those are my
Murder, She Wrote. Hell.
Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, my God.
With that old ass lady.
Hell. Yeah. What's her name? Agatha. What's the lady name?
You're going to Matlock since we're going that far.
Matlock.
Back.
Hell.
Oh,
Matlock.
God.
In the heat of the night. Shit.
Oh,
in
God.
Y'all remember In the Heat of the Night?
I can hear the horns playing in the heat of the night. Oh, Jesus.
Fuck yeah. Shit.
Why are we so
Bruce
young
Willis, shit.
Watching these old ass shows?
Hell yeah. Knots Landing, shit.
Knots Landing.
Shit.
Okay. Shit. Some of those shows used to come on all the time for no fucking reason. Like, I was like, why are y'all still playing MASH? Like, who is still watching this?
Well, MASH I never understood.
That's how I knew it was 11 o'clock.
That's how I didn't watch it either, but the fact that it just
always was on, I was like, somebody watched MASH and it was good for its time, because the fact that we still getting it in this time when it was, I was like, damn.
Y'all remember Empty Nest? It was a show. It came on NBC. Remember Empty Nest?
Yes, about the neighbors,
the Golden Girls neighbors with the dog.
Why did we watch that? Can I just ask you, what did we feel connected to in these shows? I really want to know.
I don't know. It was just a glimpse into life.
Or
that
Three's
was different
Company.
Than my own.
Three's even Company. Three's with Miss Roper in them. Which,
Three's Company. That's when I was like, well, maybe you should have two bitches. And, you know, Jack Gay ass. That show was so good.
It's interesting to see the shows we loved. Stop. I dress like Miss Roper. Me and Jade.
Jade.
Ooh. Since y'all got Paramount Plus, I know this is a stretch.
Put me on, because
the new
season
of All Stars Drag Race is on there. Actually, I think all the seasons of Drag Race might be on there.
Oh,
I think
I'm
I got
so
a bunch
happy you said that, because Jade and Crystal were telling me I needed to start, and I was like, "Well, where do I start?" And they were like, "You can start anywhere." They told me to start with the
you.
New
literally,
season.
It's a competition show, so there's like the Drag Race series, and then they have the All Star series where they bring back some of the queens that,
like,
you know,
favorites.
Didn't get their fair shot on the season. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you could literally watch any season of the regular ones. There are some seasons where they did bring back a queen again for whatever the fuck reason, but All Stars you should really just watch, you know, once you kind of are familiar with some, or you could just go watch All Stars so you can get familiar with some and then be like, maybe I'll go back and watch their season. So yeah, it's just a competition show, no big spoilers or anything. You just get to watch them design these costumes, talk shit while they're doing it, do skits and funny shit, and get judged by RuPaul and whoever the guest judge is that week. Sometimes they have really fun games, like they do this thing, it's their staple thing they do every season called the Snatch Game. And on the Snatch Game, all the queens have to, for their drag, they dress up as a character or somebody. And one of my favorite Snatch Games, I know Tamar was like a guest on Snatch Game. And I forgot who she was there with. Like, it was RuPaul hosting and she was a contestant and somebody else was. But one of the queens, all of them dressed up as celebrities. Like, somebody dressed up as like Adele, somebody be dressing as like Honey Boo Boo. Like, they dress as these celebrities and they're supposed to do like these really funny jokes. And sometimes they are funny as hell, and sometimes they are terrible as hell, which makes this shit funnier. But it's a great watch. It's not a family, it can be a family watch, but I don't really say you put your kids through that. It's just a funny, no holds barred, we grown laughing at bullshit show.
I need to start it because all of y'all love it. And I know I told y'all Haz loves it, which I think is so random and funny. She was like, you don't watch? I'm like, what?
When you start, friend, you are going to fall in love. Because watching them be so creative, it's just really funny for me watching them be shady to each other, because sometimes they'll start a season. Mind you, this is a competition. And sometimes they'll be like, you know, so how are we voting? Are we voting on who's, you know, doing well? And in my mind, I'm like, this is a competition. Like, no, nobody got to share how they voting or what. Like, y'all just got to walk down that runway.
And the dumbass bitch that asked that question would be the first motherfucker I voted off the show. Anyway, how are we voting, you guys? I'd have been like, you out.
Well, it really is only up to the person who be winning. Like, if on All Stars, you know, whoever wins, they be voting. But like on the low end, if you can't make your look however kind of way, you don't do the challenge well, like your ass really is just gonna be on the bottom. And at that point, you have to lip sync for your life, which is where they lip sync a song off
and
they battle.
I've seen clips. Yeah, you know what show I wish they would bring back?
Entertaining.
What was that show we loved that that's how we discovered Tati? It was My House. I'm saying
yes.
On Vice. Was that on Vice?
Yeah, Vice.
It was on Vice.
Back
why
when Vice
somebody...
was dropping all like this cool material and content.
So
like they hit the scene and
I wonder why no one has picked it up. Like, come on, Paramount Plus, HBO, Max, somebody, Netflix.
Remember when Tati didn't have a house and the episode was called The Girl Without a House?
Mm-hmm. And how she was just like the Lone Ranger being fly. I remember she had these dope ass pink glasses that I still want, and she was killing it and everybody was trying to get her. So that's why when I saw her on Legendary,
It was so cool to see her.
So I want somebody to bring that back. I'm trying to put the bug in the ear by bringing it up on this show.
Yeah, you know, especially, I mean, friend, you are in the right direction because, you know, we just finished Pose, you know, and then, you know, Legendary had its run. There's
I still haven't
this opportunity.
Pose.
There's just, oh.
I know. Girl. I mean, everyone already ruined it. because I took too long. You know how
well, you know what you're in for.
Yeah. I already know who dies. I already know.
Yeah.
I won't spoil it for who hasn't caught it.
Great time for queer content, especially house content. Legendary. Mm-hmm. We've been introduced to all these houses. So tons of stories to tell. Like tons and tons of stories to tell. So Vice, if you want to get back into my house, it was a good one.
Is Vice still a thing?
I don't know. I've been cut a cord, so I've been computing, and I don't need no channel numbers. I just need websites.
Because they have me.
I can't keep up with them. I barely be able to get out the damn bed in the morning. I don't know what's going on with their ass.
But y'all got me. I'm a watch Zeus. I'm gonna see what's going on in that neighborhood.
This is the friend zone.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
What about music? Because we already did all the TV stuff.
I just really love the Culture 3 right now. And I'm really excited about the cash doll. Can you try again? Just a little bit.
And I played it in the car too, because I was like, maybe you need to be out driving, you know, that type of, not at home or nothing, but it didn't do it.
Don't even trip. We're gonna leave it on ice and you're gonna listen to it with me. Okay. You listen to it with me.
When we go out. I'm sure it's different though at the club, and you know, when you're in that kind of energy. Of course, I feel like some albums have a time and a place. That's what I realized.
In LA, I was making everybody, shout out to Sean Ross. He was so sick of me because I was making them play the Migos every time he was in Ubers, all that shit.
Oh,
I was getting so
mad.
Sean was trying, we were on our way to the club and Sean was trying to play something. And I was like, give me your phone.
Give me your phone.
Everybody was laughing. I had us listening to Straightening on the way to the club that night.
Oh, hell.
We had a good time.
You got straight.
But no, I've been listening to that, and then I'm really, really excited about the new Cash Doll records that she's been previewing on her Instagram. She's got this song where like she's singing, it's like a real summer vibe. It's such a beautiful song. Then she's got this feature she did. I can't think of the other artist's name, forgive me, but her verse is incredible, and she's rapped it like two or three times on her Instagram story. So we just waiting on you to drop, KD. We ready. We ready, Cash Doll. We love you. That's it.
I have to shout out Azion. I really hope I'm saying your name right. Azion. I looked it up and everything.
Azion.
Are you singing All My Way? OMW?
No.
Oh, okay.
She has a song, All My Love.
Oh, okay. She dropped a new single called All My Way. It's OMW. Y'all, it is so good. It's crazy because I kept seeing her promote it, but I just hadn't had a chance to really sit with it. And then I played it. I feel like it just came on. I had liked it. And then my liked songs playlist on Spotify started playing. And I was like, shit, man, this song is really nice. And she can really fucking sing. I mean, I've been wearing her
merch. She can really sing.
No, but like
she's not just a singer. She really can really sing. Fucking
yeah,
sing.
Like, yeah, like it was shocking to me. I looked over at my speaker like, oh, this is a vocalist. we haven't heard any of these people. It's funny
because it's like she got the vibe right. So it's like you in the vibe, but then it's like that voice be going and you're like, okay. Oh, so you're not just giving me a vibe. Like I need to, like I'm present here. I've checked in, girl. Yes.
I feel like we haven't really heard a vocalist in so long. So it was, you know, everybody's doing the cutesy vibey shit and she can still do that. But she also reminds you she got some power behind her voice. But I just want to play a little bit of it because we need to support the vocalists. And this is how
it
goes.
She's a songwriter,
Azion.
Too.
Is she? And she's beautiful. She was posting
Look,
a picture.
Dustin, she wrote on she wrote on Imagination on Star, according to the Wikipedia.
Dustin.
Interest peaked. Fran, let's hear it.
And this is how it goes.
9 a.m. on the wake trying to get my cake up. Babe tripping these bills hit, but I'll deal with all that later. Gotta find a way out, it's hard enough to stay down. Mama crying, there's people dying, it's hard to feel I'll make it out alright. But I gotta find the light even on my darkest days. Dreams too close to leave them, so I gotta hit the gas. I'm on my way, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Ooh. People starting to change now. They see I'm on the way out. Everybody trying to get a piece. They don't think that I can see them. Once claiming they're loyal and always be there for you. Be the same niggas who be acting different. Claim they're doing what's best for you. Oh no. But I gotta be the light. So much pressure I can lose my way. Dreams too close to leave them, so I gotta hit the gas. I'm on my way, I'm on my way, I'm on my way.
Love it.
Ooh, right? Already. Ooh. Just out the gate.
Love it, love it. Yes.
And then you mentioned Joyce Rice. Which song did, did you play, Asante? Because this is the same thing. It was like the record just came on. I was like, wait a minute. I got hit back to back with dope ass songs.
So it had to either be On One or maybe Thinking About You.
You said okay. On One. And yeah. So I, okay, because Joyce Rice, I figured this was Uncle Ben's granddaughter.
No.
So I figured On One is about like the 1 minute instant rice. I and Thinking About You. We know
so
she missed a motherfucker.
Mad at you, Dustin Ross. Okay. It's a song called Chandler. And really, truth be told, the production got me first. Like, I was like, ooh, this beat. And then when she came in vocally, I was like, okay, this is a song.
You might
so
as well listen to the album. That's the first song.
Truly, it's called Chandler, and this is how it goes. Joyce, and then last song, Kenyon Dixon. Y'all know I love me
with
some
PJ
Kenyon Dixon. You heard it. Ah, first of all, so hyped to hear them together because I love them separately. But they dropped the song called Escape, and it is perfect. Such a summer record, yes. Is how it goes.
Every time you look at the news, another story and another disaster. They take away our freedom to choose. Demonstrating, can't even get an answer. Don't even know what to do. Got all the dreams you want to keep running after, but they feel so far away. Something's telling me we're gonna be just fine.
totally honest, I'm stressed. I'm trying to fight, but it feels like they keep winning. I know that they want me to give up, but I can never give them that satisfaction. So I gotta keep on going.
Love yes.
I love them, their voices, and then to hear them together. Yeah. Such a good song. And I think it's just a feel-good record that we all need right now, because they're like, it's going to be all right. Like, just do what you're doing. Thank you for that, fellas. Thank you for the boost. Those are my three.
That was that's a segue I need, Fran. You said it was a feel-good record, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm scared.
Perfect segue I need. No, don't be, look, don't be scared. Don't be scared. The next song I'm about to play is a feel-good record. Let me give you a little bit of background.
If it's straightening, I'm turning my camera off.
No, it's not straightening. I love straightening. It ain't straightening. It's The Bunny Hop by The Entourage. So long story short,
okay.
I love the mayor of New Orleans, and the city loves her too.
Mm-hmm.
And my dear friend Carlton Morton sent me a clip of her dancing to this song,
hey, Carlton.
The Bunny Hop by The Entourage. Yeah. And it's a classic line dance song
classic.
That people do all through the South, and it's really New Orleans. But it's called The Bunny Hop by The Entourage, and here we go.
Fran, I hope you've heard this before.
I don't know if I have. I don't think so.
All the moves you say yes. And you got blue boots falling out your glass. Man don't want you in the club. And your pussy pop, you starting fights in the club. You come through and you're in a car. Bitches all in your mind know you a star. You come with four or five hoes. Down to fight anything straight out the door. All the hoes with them shawls in your ass. And you got blue beads falling out your glass. Old man don't want you in the club. When you pussy pop, you start fights in the club. You come through in your rental car. Bitches all in your mind know you a star. You come with four or five hoes. Down to fight anything straight out the door.
They say you acting kind of funny.
Hey, I'm so glad I got my own. I ain't worried about Josephine. That's right. That's
Entourage. I found it. Hold on. Let me like it. And I heard that Big Freedia dropped the record.
Yes, Big Freedia did drop a record. It's called the Betty
Buss It.
Yeah.
Yep. And shout out to Apple
with Tank
Music.
And the Bangas. I watched that video.
Oh, it's with Tank and the Bangas. That's crazy. Oh yeah, I see a Tank of the Bangas and Soaky Siren. Is this our siren? No, maybe not. Remember the siren that would yell in her show? Let's listen to it. Have y'all heard it?
Yes, I watched the video. It's a cute video. I love
it. Hold on, let me play. Let's boost up Big Freedia. Betty Buss It with Tank and the Bangas and Soaky Siren. This is how it goes. Asante said the video was cute too. We gotta look that
yes.
up. Shout out to Big Freedia. And shout thank you to Apple Music, because I actually got the email when they were premiering the song in New York. I couldn't go because of my schedule, but I was honored that Big Freedia would want us there, which I thought was super cute. So yeah, that's it. Those are the songs I've been playing, and clearly a song I just got put on to. Anything else y'all want to shout out?
Well, very quickly, since you brought up Apple Music, I want to say a big thank you to Estelle for having me on the Estelle Show.
Yes!
We did bottle service on Apple Music. I got to talk about all my Atlanta shit, all my Atlanta cuts, and other jams, of course. So big thanks to Estelle. If you want to check that out, go to Apple Music, type in the Estelle Show. You'll see my smiley face. The episode name is Asante, because that's my name. That's who I am.
And you look cute, also, by the way. I like the picture you picked for the cover. I thought that was cute.
Thank you. Yeah, it's always good working with good people. Y'all know how that is, especially working with Estelle. So anything for her. I got just a couple of songs I want to play really fast. Dawn Richard, first of all, Dawn Richard is always doing the damn thing. That's why I always talk about her. Anybody that gets a remix from Felix the House Cat, y'all, everybody that's heard that name knows it's a big deal. She has a remix to Bust It For Me with Felix the House Cat and Dave the Hustler. It just goes a little something like this. Sound system like a wave, she riding in the heat. Southern girls do it better, you take the feet. Setting up a pounce hose, you take a seat. Bust it for me. Bust it for me. Bust it for me. Bust it for me. Louis M.O. Vest matching the seats. Got a mean head, the bait matches heat. Hop scratching on you hoes, trick wash the feet. The time is slow down, bitch, never me. Bust it for me. Bust it for me. Bust it for me. So yeah, that's Dawn Richard. That's the Felix the House Cat, awesome. Dave the Hustler remix.
Shout out to Dawn, baby.
Shout
I
out.
Wish they would do a song together while y'all while you playing. But yeah, nobody. Shout out to Dawn.
Love Dawn.
Love Dawn. Love everything that she does, especially when it comes to electronic music and black women just doing creative things all around. Because she is a true artiste. Okay, is. Not just musically. Not just sonically. She's just not a one trick, one note anything. So I always will love that about her. Also, I want to quickly play Freaky Boys. Shout out to Pierre and TT. Some of the original, a couple of the original homosexuals of hip hop. I love them.
For real.
We have been waiting for music from them for forever. Like, they have been doing shit before shit was even a thing, really. Like, it's
I
beautiful.
I love them. They're my niggas in real life. Shout out to Hell P and TT. I just seen P this weekend. Shout out to P and TT.
Of course you
I love
did.
Y'all, man.
So they dropped the song already? Because I saw him tweeting about it, but I didn't know when they was dropping it.
Not only did they drop a song, there is a video to go with it. Y'all know how I feel about visuals. So go. So go to YouTube, type in Freaky Boys, that's B-O-I-Z, and so you can get the full experience. For those of y'all that want a little taste of what you're going to get, here's a little clip of Cash App.
Well, I'm here to tell you that the more you give, the more you shall receive. Yes. Right now, you can take out that phone and take out that app. We take Venmo, Cash App, all right, and we don't take 20s. We go up a little higher than that, right? Because the Lord blesses those who bless the church, right? So come on down and give out that money for me, okay? Come on, let me get that money out there.
I'ma teach you how to get some money, bitch. Get some motherfucking money, bitch. I'ma teach you how to get that motherfucking paper. Uh-huh.
So Freaky Boys, that's just a little taste, okay? Again, super dope. Motherfuckers doing music. I live for the creativity. I live for it all. But that's it really here for me. A Music Man segment. And I guess that does it for music in general.
Show to show.
Any final thoughts, ladies and gents?
No, I play what I want.
We out this bitch.
Well, you know, before we go, I just quickly want to say I love y'all. You know, not just you, Fran, and you, Dustin, but all of you listening. Thank you for pressing play every week. Thank you for laughing with us. Thank you for taking away whatever moments you take. Thank you for just including us in your routine. I just have to say thank you because there ain't nothing wrong with being thankful, right?
Oh, I love that, Asante. That's true. And as always, we love you so much. Thank you so much for listening.
So much.
And we will catch you guys next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
That's right. Shout out to Target for sponsoring that black business. You heard.
Later.
We love you. Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.